This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
It's the Wojo Show with Jeff Rieger tonight. And I got to say, and Jeffrey, I think we're in agreement on this. We just talked to a great entertaining listener by the name of Jack out in Sterling Heights. He was talking about how his neighbors would get mad at him, call him Herman Munster, report him to the authorities because his wood stack was too low or too high or whatever. Some great ticket text in response to Jack there. Gee, I wonder why the neighbors are afraid of talking to that caller. Yeah, I have no idea.
There's a good chance that conversation would never end.
Yeah. From Jim and Warren, can we have a weekly segment with caller Herman Munster? Can we call it Mondays with Munster? The dude was hilarious. And another one said, why did you let Jack go on and off? You should have let Jack. Oh, yeah.
Probably you should have let Jack. What? Why did you let Jack go on and on? You should have let Jack.
Pause.
Pause a little more.
Off. Off the line. Yeah, that's fine. Appropriate pause. Caller Jack should just let his lawn grow 10 inches around his wood racks. Yeah, I think that's what we're solving issues again and again and again.
All I know is I've worked with you for 3 days. This is day number 3. You get the greatest callers, man.
What did I tell you yesterday? The 7 o'clock hour, I think either people get home and start hitting the juice or whatever, but they really turn it on at 7 o'clock. I'm not sure how it happens.
Oh, my God, I love it.
Yeah, ticket text 97136. Lots of people want you. Oh, we'll have Mondays with Munster. Sure, he can call in anytime. People say the guy they latched on to is that one hot prospect. Brennan Bosch. See, I thought he kind of came out of nowhere. He wasn't prospecty enough.
No.
He just sort of, it's sort of like Chris Shelton. You can say Chris Shelton when he had 13 home runs, but it wasn't like, oh, finally we get to see Chris. It was like boom on the scene and then boom gone.
No, there's a difference. You're right. Like Brennan Bosch was a guy that nobody knew all that much about. And the dude hit, what, like 360 in the first half of the season.
There was talk he would make the All-Star team.
Then he started dating a Fox Sports Detroit girl.
Oh, he did?
I still think he's with her. And,
he just retired from baseball.
Now he's out of the league, yeah.
He just retired
recently.
6-year
career for Brennan Bosch that made a grand whopping total of, you want to take a guess how much money Brandon Bosch has made?
How many years? 6 years?
6 years from 11 to 15.
I will say grand to a lifetime Brennan Bosch accrued, I'll say $4.5
million. $3.682 million.
Oh, not too bad. Didn't think he ever hit it really, really big.
Can live off that.
Oh, this is a great one. Ticket texter writes, for about a year, Damian Bruner thought he was a sniper dangler stud for the Red Wings. Remember, they got him. They picked him up somehow. They won a free agent bidding war or whatever with him.
Well, he was a guy that was, you know, he was, it was almost like a from a different country.
Yeah, right.
He was allowed to play, and then he ended up in Philadelphia, I want to say.
Yeah.
Never really panned out to
be
the
guy
that they thought.
Or something like that.
It might have been New Jersey. You could be right.
All right, to the phones, 248-539-9797, ticket text 97136. I'm going to go to John in Detroit, because now that I'm looking at the screen, I just completely screwed John. What the hell? John, you're on 97.1 The Ticket. What were you thinking there, John?
Hey, yeah, you pretty much just stole my thunder. But
John.
Both names. Both of them. Chris Sheldon, Brendan Bosch, I see on the screen.
Yeah, they kind of go together.
Right in a row.
Yeah.
And I think that last caller was on so long that I died and came back to life, reincarnated as myself again.
Well, that's good news, though, that you don't actually die.
You're alive again, yeah.
So, yeah, but I would say another one, too, that he's still on the team, but for the Red Wings, Darren Helm.
You know what? Yeah.
He never really lived up to the potential
right.
yet. I think only by virtue of nobody wanting to sign here and nobody wanting to sign him elsewhere, he's still a Red Wing.
Yeah.
It's a great one. Remember,
that is a great one.
Remember Nightmare on Helm Street? Early on in like 2008, 2009. Yeah. Like, Darren Helm, speedy, fast, he just could never finish.
That's like the classic, because he really fast, get breakaways, but didn't have the hands around the net. Ken Kale. And Darren Helm's going all in all alone on a breakaway. We'll be back after this message. You don't even have to give the result.
You
it's
knew,
over.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, it was always on a penalty kill, I feel. It was always a shorthanded chance. Helm, wide alone! Oh!
This one I'm in agreement on. I'll be honest, from Doug in Redford, I thought Boss Bailey was going to be great. He still was awesome in Madden. Boss Bailey, the Georgia linebacker, pass rushing
special. First round pick.
I think he was second
round.
Was he
a second round? I thought he was a first
round
pick.
And the only thing was his knees were wrecked. But, you know, that didn't matter to the Lions. Back then, BBQ before Bob Quinn. It didn't matter. You could come in with all sorts of issues, no knees. You could come in, with all due respect, with one leg.
I was thinking of Ernie Sims, by the way.
Ernie Sims?
The linebacker.
He was a first round pick.
Yeah, okay. He was the first round pick.
Boss Bailey was a second rounder, I'm almost positive. All right, to this might be our first call from Bingham Farms.
Ever?
Maybe ever. Hey, let's go out to the farms. Jeff, you're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hello there, Jeffrey.
How you guys doing?
Good. What's happening?
All right, so I was going to say Chris Sheldon, who, by the way, I cannot let go of, like, in my heart. I cannot let go of the prospect of Chris Sheldon.
Red
Pop. You guys have been talking about him. I have another one, a very interesting one.
Hey, okay. Jeff, I hate to tell you, but it's over. It really is
Chris
over.
Chris Sheldon, yeah. We don't think he's coming back to the Tigers anymore.
But wasn't he just amazing for that, 6 weeks or so?
For a month, yes, he was. And then he was no longer amazing ever again.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay, how about this one? Cameron Maybin in his first iteration as a Tiger.
Do you remember who he hit the homer off of?
Oh, it was it Mariano Rivera?
It was Roger Clemens.
Roger Clemens, correct.
In his, debut. I want to say his debut, wasn't it?
Yeah,
his
I think
first
it was.
Game.
Yeah.
Jeff, that's a great one.
The ball came off his bat with a particular sound that was really, like, crazy.
Cameron Maybin was one of the originals, at least in this latest era of Tiger baseball, that nobody wanted to trade. Don't trade Cameron Maybin. Wait until Cameron Maybin comes up. You know what I would have done? I would have traded him. And they eventually did. And I don't know if I would have traded him the second time, since he now was more useful and you didn't have to worry about whether or not he was going to pan out. But it's working out, I think, okay for the Tigers.
By the way, Chris Sheldon, I just want to tell you.
Yeah.
He had 5 homers in his first 4 games.
How many did he have the first month?
April, he had 10 homers in 25 games, 104 plate appearances, 20 RBI. He had a 1.1 OPS.
Okay, then he must have hit a few more in early May. He had like 13 the first 5 or 6 weeks of the season.
He didn't hit the next one until May 13th. In fact, he went from April 28th to May 13th with no bombs. What I'm saying about him...
Bomb diggity.
B-O-M. Oh. Everybody loved Chris Sheldon. Yeah. I remember Carson Anderson used to do the red pop thing.
Mm-hmm.
I think we get in our minds like he was better than he actually was at the time. You know what I mean?
Well, 10 home runs the first month is pretty good.
It's not like you're in charge or anything, but fine.
This is pretty good, though. Take a text or writes... What's the topic again? Athletes who prematurely earned a nickname? Red Pop should not have been Red Pop by then. premature.
They called him Red Pop, though. Did it catch on? I don't know.
Oh, I don't know. Premature nickname earnage. Yeah, well, no, that's not the topic. Sorry. Do you remember this guy, speedy little outfitter for the Tigers for a minute? David Woodford writes, Ricky Peters. Remember Ricky Peters?
I actually do not.
Oh,
what year
speedy
are we talking?
Little outfield. 1939.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I followed him greatly. All right. Few more of these, and we'll see if Rieger's neighbors have called in yet.
Oh, my God. There's such great ones coming in.
There are some really
Matt
good ones.
Matt Noakes. That's a great one.
Nuke Logan. Nuke. It was Nuke, right?
Nook.
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 Yeah.
Swing and bunt. Master.
A little bit of the Nook. That's next on the Wojo Show on 97.1 The Ticket.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.